So, Martin, the decision has been made, I suppose, I'm sure, from a Kilkenny point of view and indeed from an Eve Connell point of view. They'll be hugely disappointed that they'll not get to play this county final this coming weekend.
Yeah, it's very, very disappointing for both teams. And I suppose the big question being asked and the two clubs and maybe all over the county is, why was the game not played this weekend? And there don't seem to be any well answers for that, Ozzy. Why, I couldn't understand why, you know, with the way the situation was last week in the county, we went into Tree last week and you felt in lockdown and you just felt that maybe the right thing to do was to try to take it forward as much as you could. And this weekend would have been, you know, probably the time it should have been played. And look, it hasn't happened now, so I don't know when it's going to be played. I mean, will it be played after the county championship is all over, the inter-county championship is all over? It's very tough.
Well, that's the indication is, Martin, coming from Donegal GAA, that we will be able to play it, but again, it's dependent on a lot of circumstances. One is Donegal, how long they stay in the All-Ireland, and the other is, at the time, what the COVID restrictions are. But are you surprised by this announcement today, given that what we've seen, the criticism of the Derry Championship yesterday in the crowds, the way they were gathered at it, what we've seen in Cork and other videos that have been viral on social media about celebrations afterwards after teams have won respective championships. So is it such a big surprise that this announcement has been made?
No, I don't think really. And I think from a GAA point of view, the same problem is not going to happen will not happen at inter-county level, because number one, you'll have a doctor there with all the teams, you know, at that level and everything else, which will make a big difference. The other thing is that, you know, with the club thing, you do have, you know, clubs won in championships for the first time in 54 years or 70 years or 18 to 20 years and everything else, and that problem was going to be there. And it was very hard for clubs to control it and everything else. So look, I did say here, I think it was on the Greg show here, I did say that maybe we shouldn't have football this year at all, sport this year at all. And I think it was right. I think the decision was wrong to go ahead with sport. Now, some people might disagree with me on that there, but I thought, I mean, it's easy being wise now, as most people say, but I thought we shouldn't have went ahead with sport. We should have just maybe tried to get the economy up and going, get the schools back and things like that there, and maybe just leave sport till next year and everything else. But the decision was made, and now we have a situation which is, you know, from a Donegal point of view, Oisín's very, very disappointing, because, you know, we have a county final and it doesn't look like we're going to get it played for long enough.
How worried are you about inter-county football? Yes, the indication is, because we're going to go to level three, that inter-county football will be okay. But as the weeks go on, Martin, there'll still be this doubt hanging over it.
Yeah, if the cases keep going as they are, Oisín, we're not going to have inter-county football. I mean, it's only a matter of time. I know it's in the Fermanagh squad and there's a lot of them being tested. I know, you know, Armagh, it's out there that Armagh is in the Armagh squad as well. Now, we look at it, the games we're talking about starting the following weekend, we'll say, and that's only what, you know, that there's less than two weeks away, Oisín. So as these teams, if they can't play, and we look at the league situation, we want everybody will have to have their games played before the last game, to be fair to everybody. And that situation is going to cause a problem. Now, I mean, we're in Division 1 and we're wondering, will it happen? Will any of the Division 1 teams end up in the same situation? Yeah. Will teams use it as an advantage maybe if they don't want to play a game to get out of it and everything else? So look, it's up there.
Will they be allowed to travel from the top of the country to the bottom to go to Kerry, Martin? Well,
that's another big question. Will they be allowed to stay overnight in Kerry? Will there be hotels open down there and everything else? Listen, I don't know. It's all questions and everything else. I think looking at it from a GAA point of view, they really want to play the Inter-County Championship and they feel that maybe they did sacrifice the clubs a wee bit now at this stage to play the inter-county thing. I don't know what went on, but there were definitely negotiations went on behind the scenes, Oisín, you would feel, and that there. So look at, very disappointing for the counties that haven't got their county finals played and everything else. And as teams, you know, going to have to keep training and everything else they don't know when this decision's going to be made, when this game's going to be played and everything else. So that's what's the disappointing thing in it and everything else. But I suppose it's that type of year, Oisín, we just don't know from one day to the next and we don't know from one week to the next.
Donegal in an All-Ireland final on the Saturday before Christmas and then the last Saturday of the year, a county final, Martin, is that a possibility?
Yeah, well, that'd be a great possibility if Donegal could win the All-Ireland final on one Saturday and Kilkenny won the championship the next Saturday. We'd be happy enough, definitely, about the bridges, they say, in Kilkenny. But listen, I don't know, Oisín, I don't know. Look at, as I said, we've got to take every game as it comes. And I hear Conor McKenna, who's back from Australia, is back training with Tyrone. So, I mean, that first game is going to be massive and the league game against Tyrone is going to be massive. If they get played, but please God, at this stage.
On the training, okay? We'll touch on the training, because you can train. You have the training pods of 15 and it's non-contact. How do you go about training for an inter-county season if that is the situation with what you have to, but that's the card you're dealt with and you have to play by ahead of inter-county football?
Yeah, well,
it's not ideal.
It's not ideal and it's not going to happen. There's going to be physical contact and training and everything else. But in fairness, looking at it, you know, there's a while at it now from a club point of view and the counties are back now, since the middle of September or whatever. And, you know, there's no cases coming from that situation. The cases seem to be coming from problems and, you know, we look at it, house parties and this kind of stuff and as well as these parties after celebrations of teams won and things and everything else. That's where it seems to be the problem and everything else. So I don't think the problem's coming from maybe that much outdoors and everything else or from training and everything else. So I think there'll be physical contact and training. I don't think you could train for Gaelic football or rugby and not have physical contact, Oisín.